It's all about Rabbi Zeir Shita, about, you know, he faced the wall, Arbaam, so Tzitzikarbs, so he was impressed with that. But that, that's, you know, because he never heard that one before. But then I told him, also, Yerushalmi has a Kiddush, in that you're potter from Akira, the Ani who does Akira and the Asher does Hanocha, and vice versa, you're potter because of Baal Soitza. And the Bavli doesn't say that, but the Bavli does. As he pointed out to me, I looked it up this evening, that the Bavli does bring down Baal Soitza. I don't know what it was, and I apologize for that lapse, but it was on tape, so I have to permit my mistake, that the Bavli also learns that when one does Akir, one does Hanocha, the Ptur is because of Baal Soitza. And a person has to do a full malach, and Taisa there says explicitly, you would think that Basosa goes on the person, but Basosa goes on the malacha. And meaning, wherever malacha is split in half, even if it's split in half in this manner, Akira one, Anocha the other, we don't look at it as each person did half a malacha, but rather malacha was split in two. And that is the parameter which Basosa comes to preclude as the manner in which you can be chayav on Shabbos. Okay? Clueless? What? When one does Nakira, Reuven does the Akira, and Shimon does the Anocha, so the reason why they're potter, what? Akira, uprooting an object. Akira and Anocha. So when one does that, you're new. Akira and Anocha, when one does an Akira, yeah, I didn't say you know it, I said you knew it. When one does Akira and the other one does Anocha, so the both Bavli and Yerushalmi hold that the Ptur is from Basosa. Okay? Which means that one person has to do Malacha. The Malacha must be performed by one person in order for there to be a Chiv. Alright, we are on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph. Zayin, yeah. Right at the top. Okay, I prepared us my little Gemara, so I brought it just in case. And let me just find the place. Yeah. Velo lecho, when it's not allowed to go in to eat after mincha time arrives. If you start, you don't have to stop. What's the beginning of eating? They don't have to stop at that point. Ravachon, right, Baba Shem, Rebbe said, Mishayito Yodov, once you washed. Now, Rabbi Achamar, Lekidishi Samaris. An interesting thing. I really don't know what to do with this. Once you wash, you no longer have to make Kiddush. In other words, if you forgot to make Kiddush before you wash, it's for fallen, which is very anti Yekish.
That's right.
Yes.
In our Rosh Hashanah.
Yes.
And it
yes.
tells when yeah. Rosh Hashanah would eat with the guys, which is once in a Yovel,
yes.
the guys,
yes.
they would, I guess all the guys would wash first.
Yeah.
Then Rosh Hashanah would make Kiddush, Rosh Hashanah would wash to make Hamotzi. So everybody had, and it had in fact washed before Kiddush.
Like the Germans.
I guess so. Is yeah. that because you don't say on Kiddush by making Hamotzi?
No. No, it's because it's too late. Kiddush is a din before the suda, and the suda has begun. It's not because of Yotzi and something else. It's because you missed out by having washed. You lost your capacity to make a motzi.
But you can make Kiddush.
But to make a Kiddush. Okay, in the scenario where you can't make Kiddush on bread, basically, you know, let's say Shabbos morning, we're Kiddush on bread. Right. So, but you lose your capacity to make Kiddush on once you washed. Rabbi Amar Lebrachi Samris. Said this we're familiar with, that once you wash you must make the bracha immediately, and it's also to make hafzik between the washing and the bracha. Rav washed his hand. So Chia, his son, came and alluded to him that he wanted to pour him a drink, to pour him to make wine. But masonly, and he came to give it to him. Amar lei, so Rav said, it's too late. For he's chowned the lusudo, he already started the suda, and therefore we can't make Kiddush anymore. Okay? It's too late. Dilma, a maisa. I haven't had that lotion in a while. We have a maisa.
The whole reason why we brought this gemara in was because we're talking about just being
starting
from his
calendar. Right. Right, because I'll talk about stopping for mincha. Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Shua Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, Habun Yasmin, they were sitting, achlin, and eating, b'chad miknishta liyasa, in one of the batek nesils, one of the shuls in the upper part of the city. Asa onsa the tzleisei. So the time to daven came. Come lay Rabbi Yushmul Bar, Rabbi Yitzchak, mitzlaye. Roshur Yitzchak got up to daven. Amalei Rabbi Maisha, Rabbi Maisha said, "V'lokei Neilfan Rabbi, didn't you teach us our master imischilu ein mafsikin?" Or didn't our master Rabbi teach us that if you start, you don't have to stop? V'tani Chizkiya, we learn Chizkiya tells us, "Kol akomishu poter min adover." Anybody who's exempt from an obligation, v'oseya nonetheless doesn't nikrahedi, is called a simpleton. So therefore, why are you getting up and interrupting to eat? Finish eating, then you'll have it. We started at a time which is permissible. You don't have to stop. So says Mar Lei. So he said back. He said, for a time did we learn chosin potter? We learned the chosin is exempt kriyashma, yet chosin im rotsu likros kore. But chosin, if he wants to lain shma, is allowed to do so. So too I'm allowed to be mafsik to daven. Truth is, we all do that nowadays. Like the chasna, people go to daven in the middle of the chasna. They don't wait till the end. But hypothetically, according to our Gemara, you don't have to wait to daven in the middle of a chasna. You're assuming this man won't pass, such as Marv. You can wait till the end and daven at the end. So Amar Lei, so he said, Ratani didn't learn chosin potter. Nonetheless, chosin imotzli cross kori. If a chosin wants to lein shma, he can lein shma. It's entitled to. So too, I wanted to daven. I'm allowed to daven. Amar Lei, so he gave him an answer. He said, I can resolve to you that case in the Gemara Brachos says chosin if he wants to create shma is kram and gamlio. There's only going to Grand Gleam of Domar who said, "Any Shomei Lachen Levatim Eni Machul Shomayim." I'm not going to listen to you to deny or cancel my obligation to accept the yoke of heaven. Shoachas even for one moment. So that's the famous Gemara in Brachos. It says that Rabbi Gamliel was machmir himself to reach Ma because of Ova Achul Shomayim. The thing is like this. This really begs a question here, which is, who's saying that it's like Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Maisha. Rabbi Maisha was upset, was saying to Shmuel Yitzchak, that case in Brachos was Rabbi Gamliel was machmer on himself. And therefore he was mafsik. You and I, we ain't no Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore it sounds like we're not entitled to be machmer. Which is strange, because why not? Just like Rabbi Gamliel didn't want to be mavatel omachul shamayim, so too we don't want to be mavatel omachul shamayim. So it could be, I don't know, I think it's a good question. It could be one could say that which Rabbi Gamliel was mafsik for Shema, even though, or not mafsik, he read Shema, that was a chosin, because Kriya Shema itself is specifically Kabbal Sol Machu Shemaim. However, Rabbi Shmuel Yitzchak here stopped not for Shema, but rather for what? For davening. And for davening, he's saying that might not be the same thing. In other words, maybe the chumra of Rabbi Gamliel had is only by Shema, not by any other part of the prayer. So therefore, he shouldn't have gotten up to daven in the middle. He should have continued to eating. Either Mincha Marv, I don't know. It's not clear. Yeah. Yerushalmi held that you said Shema after Marv. Remember, we had that in Brochus Yushan. He said first Daven Shemone Esrei and then Shema. So I don't, he was Daven Shemone Esrei first. Okay. Says Mar Avalola Din. Where it's not supposed to go with this in judgment until one davens. So when is it considered to be starting judgment? You don't have to stop. Rav Yirmi Rav Yosef, Rav Yirmi Rav Yosef, Ere Machlokes. Chad Amar once said, Mishia Shvubadim, once they sit in judgment. The Choron Amar, the other said, once they heard the litigants' claims and counterclaims. If they start, they do not stop. Nonetheless, one could stop. One must stop for Shema. Even though one doesn't have to be mafsik for tefillah. Why is that? Because Rabbi Acher said, Kriyashma is Dvar Teicha. Kriyashma is Midor Raisa. The tefila ain't a Dvar Teicha. The tefila is not Midor Raisa. So therefore, you don't have to stop to daven just for Shema. Rabbi Bo said a different answer. Kriyashma is Manakavua. Kriyashma is a set time. Tefila ain't Manakavua. Tefila does not have a set time. Now, it doesn't have a set time can be one of two things. Either it means that Midor Raisa has no set time, because there's no specific chiyuv of tefillah d'oraisa just to daven, but not specifically at any one time. Another interpretation we could give is to say, I think the Chabad says both, if I recall correctly, he says that tefillah has a longer time. Ein zman kavua doesn't mean it has no time, but it means it has an extended time. It's an extended time, you don't have to rush it, as opposed to Shema, which always has a more limited time. Okay? Says no referral. Rabbi Yosef Rezzi says they had another reason to distinguish between Shema and Tefillah. Kriya Shema ain't tzricha kavana. Kriya Shema does not require kavana. Tefillah tzricha kavana. Tefillah requires kavana. Amar Rabbi Chamona. Kashisi kum Rabbi Yosef. He has him for Rabbi Yosef. Afilu tema Kriya Shema. And atzilcha kavana, even say the rest of Shema does not require kavana. Shlosha psukim b'shoy, the first three psukim tzrichim kavana, they do require kavana, right? Like you just said. So therefore, you should not be mafsik for Shema, because it's going to take you an extended amount of time to be mechavein. So says more, very posh answer. Shlosha psukim b'shoy, the first three psukim. Mean go the inon sivchar, since they are short, who mechavin. In other words, a person can have kavana for Shema for that short amount of time. So they have a person's mafsik for Shema, but a person's not mafsik for tefillah. Okay? So it's an interesting thing. Tefillah, according to Yerushalmi, requires kavana. Shema does not require a kavana, except for three psukim. We don't pask that way. We pask in tefillah doesn't require a kavana. We pask in how much a tefillah does require a kavana, actually. How much? First bracha. That's it. Yeah, but he says all tefillah requires kavana. We are involved with Talmud Torah. Filu Kriya Shema in our Numav Sikin. Since we learn so much Torah, we don't even stop for Shema. Not just for Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yochanan said upon himself, us that we're not about Talmud Torah, meaning Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Tfilu Numav Sikin. Even for davening, we stop. They both follow the lines of reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan follows the line of reasoning. Rabbi Yochanan said, Halavai a person should daven the entire day. Well, lama, why? She ain't feeling of says, filo causes no loss. Now, there are a couple ways of understanding that. One way is the carbon Ada's way, in which he says, Ein tefila mafsedes ledivrei Torah. In other words, tefila doesn't cause a loss of your learning, because we learned the chassidim or rishonim, right? They used to daven 9 hours a day, right? 1 hour going up, 1 hour on davening, another hour coming back down again. But nonetheless, the Torah was mishtamer. They preserved the Torah. So we see that tefila doesn't impinge on divrei Torah. That's one interpretation. The other interpretation is to say that Tefillah, if you're chassidish, you would say tefillah is of equal status as learning, and therefore one should could daven the entire time. Okay?
Who was it that learned all the time and davened only once?
Rabbi Huda. Rabbi. Rabbi Huda Nasi. Not Rabbi Huda, the earlier Rabbi Huda Nasi. Says Gemara, Rav Shimon Yochai kedatei. Rav Shimon Yochai is like his line of reasoning. Rav Shimon Yochai Omar, Rav Shimon Yochanan Yochai said, Ilu Avino Koyim al Tur the Sinai, if I stood on Har Sinai, beside the Siavis or the Rice of when the Torah was given to the Jewish people, Havina Mitba Kume Rachmona, I would have demanded before God, do you spray Lohadi Barnosha train Pumi that each person should be created with two mouths? Chad lavi loy barai, so one in which the toil and Torah, the chad yisaybo called Sorge, one for the rest of his needs. It's interesting. Why did he say at Har Sinai and not at Matan Torah? And not at Mitzvah Bereishis, right? So what's the answer?
So obviously, what he's trying to say is that the Jewish people are totally renewed in some fashion.
Right. Must be. Right, otherwise the Kumbh doesn't make any sense. There must be some sense of renewal of that time, because otherwise it should have gone all back, way back to Maisa Brishas. Very good. Okay? Says Gemara, Chazer v'Amar, he sort of changed his mind and reneged and said, Uma in Chadu, if now that there's only one, the world cannot withstand it. Mean diltrui delay from the Lashon Hara, which is spoken thereby. Diltrui is all sorts of negative language. Ilavuntrei, for a person that had two, alachas kama vikama. How much more Lashon Hara would be spoken? Or if the first had two mouths, he wouldn't utilize the second one for Divrei Torah. No. He used it to speak Lashon Hara on the other phone. Okay? What? Two lines, right. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi said, in front of Rabbi Yirmiyah, he said, Asya the Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Hanani ben Akabi. Rabbi Yechonon says, you stop for tefillah, it's Rabbi Hanani ben Akabi. The Tani, we learned, Tarakama says, Kosei Sforim, people who write this Sifrei Torah, Tefillin or Mezuzos, all of those, Mavsikin Lekriya Shema, famous in the field, they stop for Shema, but they don't stop for Davni. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavio, Amen, Chananya ben Akavio says, Geshen Shema, Mavsikin Lekriya Shema, it's just like they stop for Shema, Kach Mavsikin Lekfilin, so too they stop learning to Davin, and to put on tefillin, the shark, all mitzvahs, the Shabbat Torah, and to perform all the other mitzvahs of the Torah. Okay? Now, says more very interesting question. Shalom, Odi, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shem Avsikin Lasso Sukkah V'Lasso Sulav. Hey! Why, what about that? I'm calling me. That's the stuff for Shema. Does he have to make a sukkah? Does he have to take a lulav? According to Shem Yochai, he shouldn't have to, right? It's a bitul Torah, right? Relatedly, and furthermore, does Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai not hold Haloi made lasos? The person has to learn Torah in order to fulfill the Torah. Law made shalom lasos. Not a person who learns not with the intent of doing. Inoach lo ilu lo nivra. It would have been better for him had he not been created. So, excuse me. In the Bavli, this one is brought down about what? Somebody who doesn't learn for what purpose?
Yeah.
The Shema. Here it says, that what does it mean? Halomid lama, lomid not lishma, but rather lasos. Could be the same thing. That's the point I'm trying to make. It could be lishma means to learn what to do, right? That's why it says what the Bavli said, what the Yerushalmi calls someone learns not to teach. Not to teach the Brahm. Well, Yerushalmi says somebody learns not with the intent of doing is a problem. person. The Bava says somebody learns not with the right intent. That's the problem person.
The
Kotzker. Right. The Torah Lishma means Torah when you learn what to do as a result. That sounds like the Bava Yushami. Okay. So
it's interesting, they mentioned the Lulav and Sukkah, they didn't bring in, for example, Mace Mitzvah.
So it might be a special din. That might be a special din, Mace Mitzvah. So about a general, generic Mitzvah, so say, not a significant one. So it says more. Again, didn't we learn Lomid Lasso, somebody who learns to do, Velola, Lomid Shlosso, and some not so learns not to do. Nochlo Ilo Niva would have been better for him not to have been born. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Halomid Shlosso, Nochlo Il Nevcha Shalyos. Oh, it's not a question. It's a continuation of this. Omrei Yechon, lo mitzvah shelo laso, somebody who learns not to do, noach lo shelo nefcho shel yosa aponav, would have been better for him had his fetus been turned overhead, v'lo yotza lo lamedi, and not come out. Amazing statement. Time in Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So what's the logic of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who says you're not mafsik for Kriya Shema? Right? Because you're not mafsik for Kriya Shema. They're all learning Torah. Kriya Shema is also learning Torah. So therefore, you don't cancel whatever other say you have in order to read Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema learns as part of the Torah. The truth is, it's a very big Kiddush. Because knowing the Torah, you say Kriya Shema is part of the Mitzvah of Divrei Torah. Maybe because it's in the tefillin, so that makes it, I don't know.
Like you seriously, you just went parasha, right?
What?
When I was a young boy.
What was that again? Yeah, but why do you have to say Shema? In other words, maybe Yotze, but why do you have to do it that way?
Why Shema?
Right.
Because it says Vishima left to hover down.
Yeah, so
when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So going to sleep, that's the Shema.
And it's the same as all
I'm still not clear what you want to do with that. Could be because I'm very tired, but try again.
You're asking why we say Shema at night?
What?
What are you asking? Why we say Shema at night? What's happy gets turns?
Yeah, now I lost sight of how we got started too.
Study Torah day and night.
Through Talmud Torah, through reading Kriya Shema, you're in kind of Talmud Torah.
Yeah.
So the question is,
why?
That's not such a big chiddush because we see that through Kriya Shema you're also kind of, it goes to speaking through Maru, that is through davening Maru, you're also mekayim Divrei Torah. So we see that in the Bavli anyway. So that's not such a big chiddush.
He's trying to answer.
I was answering your question.
Yeah, but what I said is nonsense. What I said was nonsense. Because it's both a Doraisa. Both night and day. So you have to say because it's a Mitzvah Doraisa. Not because of anything else.
not because. So just as an added benefit.
But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, right? Okay, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is saying much more than that. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai holds no, but this is an important point to realize, which I didn't bring out before because I was asleep. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai is pointing out that the Yisoid of the mitzvah of Shema is Divrei Toicho. That is the mitzvah of Shema. That's the essence thereof. So therefore, if you're learning, you don't have to say Shema. That's what Hashem Ben Yochai says. It's a mind-boggling chiddush. Time at Hashem Ben Yochai, zeh shinun v'zeh shinun v'eim mevatlin shinun b'vnei shinun. Dos heis Toicho, dos heis Toicho. This is called Torah, this is called Torah. And we don't cancel one Torah or preempt one Torah for another Torah. That's what he's saying. Now, for Atina, now the Gemara asks, wait a second. Then we learn, Hakor Mikam Ve'el, somebody reached my after the third hour, Lo Yifsin, he doesn't lose by doing so, because he's Gadim Shukar B'Torah, it's like a person who's learning reading Torah. So this teaches us, that after 3 hours it's like Torah, but it must be before 3 hours, what is it? More than Torah. So therefore Kodesh Hashem Chai should be mafzik for Shema because it's superior to Torah. After this man is passed, then it's like Torah. Sounds like before this man has passed, it must be superior to Torah. So therefore, the question goes back, Hashem Mechai should stop for Shema, because it's superior to stop learning Torah. When is it on a par with learning Torah, and he shouldn't be mafzik for it, only it's after this man. When it's before this man, so then it's superior, it should be mafzik for it. That's the word it's called.
Why superior? Just say it is Torah.
No, because afterwards it's like Torah.
It's like Torah. Which means it isn't really Torah, it's like Torah.
Oh. Good answer. Mora doesn't give it, but I like it. A for creativity. So it says where Rabbi Yehuda says Rishim Rechai Deshu Chodi B'Divrei Torah. Since Rishim Rechai learned Torah in a very proficient manner, literally very sharp, Tilach Eino Chaviv Olav Yesim Divrei Torah. Therefore, by him Shema is no better than Divrei Torah. In other words, Shema would be better than Divrei Torah during the first 3 hours. Somebody's Torah was a superficial Torah. So then he has the added benefit of saying Shema, which enhances learning Torah. Rashi Mechai's Torah was so intense, but that to actually say Shema would diminish that intensity by him. Okay?
So, does that mean like sharp?
Yes. Well, I think I said sharp.
You
mean,
you know, but
he
was like intense.
Means you learn Kabbalah.
What's that?
Means you learn Kabbalah. No, I don't know. It's Derech time of the cross. You know, that's Rav Shimon is Derech time of the cross. Yeah. So it's a more profound understanding. Okay, therefore, Eina Chaviv Olav Yisim B'Divrei Torah, therefore, Kriya Shema is no better for him than Talmud Torah, so therefore he engaged in Talmud Torah. All right, I'm Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Bar Mori said, "Lotinan elakiladam shu kore b'toira." Did we not learn that he's like a person who's learned Torah, right? Habonos. So that's in the time after the first 3 hours. He's a person who learns Torah. However, bonos within the first 3 hours, kmishna he. So within the first 3 hours. First, this time of Shema is superior than its Mishnayos. Okay? It's not real Mishnayos, but it's like Mishnayos, because it exceeds Torah. What's the next level after Torah? Mishnah. So says the Gemara. That may be. But Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Shimon Chai holds this line of reasoning elsewhere. Rabbi Shimon Chai Omer Ostik B'Torah B'Mikro, somebody learns Torah B'Ksav just by itself. The Mido Shein Mido, it's a measure which is not a great measure. In other words, a lot of deficits in it. Rabbanan Avdei Mikro, so therefore the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai holds they're graduated, right? The there's learning Torah, which is superficial, and then there's Mishnah, and then there's Gemara. There's Torah, Mishnah, Gemara. Mishnah is deeper, and Gemara is the deepest. So that's what Shimon Chai says. Shimon Chai b'chubin yukadaite. Rav Shimon Chai Omar hosik b'mikra mido she'en al mido. You learn Tanakh, right? It's good, but not so great. You learn. You learn Navi. So it could be better. If you learn Ksuvim, that's the best. So therefore. Oh no, I got scratched. Sorry, scratch that. Learn Torah by itself, that's okay, but that's not the same like Mishnah. Learn Mishnah, that's better. You learn Gemara, that's the best. Shem Rechai would always, since he was so chodid, he didn't learn Mishnah, he learned Gemara. So therefore, for everybody else, Divrei Torah is better than Talmud Torah at the time of the Zman, because it's like Mishnah superior to Mikra. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's learning was what? Gemara learning. Therefore, by him, what's Docha what? His learning is Docha's davening, not his davening is Docha's learning. Okay, is that clear, relatively speaking? Okay. Says the Mishnah further. Lo yetze odom. Oh, so Rabbanan say Mikra's commission. In other words, they equate the two. And since they equate Mikra's commission, so they say Mistoma Onoso in the proper time is like Mishnah, and if it's like Mishnah, so therefore there's no difference between that and Mikra, and therefore now I'm Vata one for the other. Okay. Says Mishnah further. Lo yetze chayit b'machto. A tailor should not wear his needle out. Immediately before nightfall, maybe he'll forget and take it out. A sofer should go out with his quill. But if I follow Caleb, you should not remove lice from your garment. Below Ikal Arneh should not read by the light of a candle. In truth, they said, the shamish can look on and see where the kids are laning, where they're laning properly. But the shamish himself shouldn't lane. So too, lo yocha zovi. Ma zova, a zov, a person who's a zov, should not eat with his wife, who's a zova, right? Even though they're both tome, but because they might come to improper acts. Right, and she's a zava, which is like a nida, and therefore she's an also to him. So therefore, they shouldn't engage in frivolous behavior. You know, what? Nothing. Nothing. Just hergal aver. It's because of the candle. Once you rub the candle, bring the other things which have to do with marchi. I think so. Yeah, pretty sure. Okay, Tani says the bright. It says the word. Lo yetzei chay b'machto b'machot shebekelov. A tailor should not go out with the needle in his garments. With the feather in his ear, right? Feather in his cap. Not to go out with that. These are advertising. You know, they didn't have radio and TV advertising those days, so they had to make do with what they had. So this is the kind of advertising they do. They couldn't do it at Erev Shabbos because it's not a normal thing. They're just doing it for the purpose of advertising the... No. Because you might go out. Yeah. Okay. My mind is slipping. If I was a man of honesty and integrity, I'd stop the shiur now. But I'm not, so we're going on. Too bad. What? Not that far, but I go. It's not the Har Gemara, so even if I'm asleep, you'll be able to get it by osmosis. Okay. with the needle in his garment, because he is going to on Erev Shabbos, because he'll come to carry on Shabbos. Lo alav kumush b'shoras, no, not a scribe, but the feather in his ear. Lo taba, nor the dyer b'dugmush b'ozno, with his sample wares which are in his ear somehow as well. I don't know exactly how. V'miyotzev he did. Arei l'pturim, they're exempt. Even Rabbi Meir. Why are they exempt? Because they're aberrant. Why are they aberrant? Because normal people don't carry in these fashions. So the people are there to hawk their wares that they carry in these fashions. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Uman Derech Umnusu Chayav. If this is the way such a craftsman takes out his stuff, this becomes Derech for that Uman, and therefore he's Chayav. Hashakul Adam, but any other person went out would carry out that way. Yoytim Kach, they went out this way. Hashakul Adam, Yoytim Kach, anybody else can go out this way. Meaning for them it's no Chiv. It's okay. Mechav Shita say, there's a contradiction, a Meir Shita. The Tieta and Lutz over there, Yotza, if a woman went out Julie, which she was not supposed to enter, which is a rabbi, Chayev is Chatos. She's liable to Chatos. Yeah, she went out whatever jewelry she's not supposed to wear. So the Koa Marache, yet there, here he says that you're potter. So it's there, how can you say Chayav Chatos?
But in one case is women, and the other case is the tailor and the scribe.
Oh, so that's more answers. Ramona said this following statement without attribution. Rabbi Avin said the following statement with attribution. Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Tama derechotzo abenoshim. She might be wearing kakamemi jewelry, but that's where women dress, right? That's derechotzo. But here, the only other people who go out with feathers in their ears are young children. So therefore, it's not considered to be derech chutzah. Mechav and shitasi the rabbanon. Rabbanon also see this is a conscious of themselves. The tzinin hataman, we learned over there. V'chachamim paitrim b'kovel, so v'tzlochish opayil plaiton. When the Chachamim say if you carry something out, you're exempt. If you carry out something like a kovelis, which is...
It doesn't bring down what it is.
I don't know. Something which they didn't normally wear, but it's a woman's clothing. So, Chachoyim Pochim Kovelas. With social python, I know that's a dish of fragrance to take away from her body odor, right? So in any event, it sounds like these things can be carried out and be potter. It's awesome, but it's potter if you carry them out. It sounds like but you wear out the sewing needle which has no hole. You have a sewing needle which has a hole. You're chayiv. Why? What's the difference? It's not their chotzah. Says we're talking about a case where the needle is the craftsman, and the craftsman carries out that way. That's when you're chayev. But any other person is going to be potter. I'm Rabbi Yisro ben Avin. Yisro ben said the potter will say sorry about beisha godelas, a woman who braids other people's hair, so therefore she needs to have this stick or whatever the case may be, to whatever she needs in order, I don't know, it's a needle of some sort, obviously, but I don't know exactly what it looks like, since she needs in order to braid the other woman's hair, so therefore for it's der chotzah, and that's why it'd be chayiv chatos for that job. Right, it's coming to the tailor. Okay. You're not allowed to clean your garment from lice in public. This is also even on a weekday. It's not proper in public to start picking lice off your garments. Tani, we learned about Pamaflis Kev, somebody who does pick lice off his garment. Noitel Vizorek, he picks up the lice and throws them away. Uvad Shaloyim Lo, as long as they don't crush them, because that might kill them. Avasholom Ambo Vizorek, you can kill them and crush them. Or crush them and kill them. Vilvad Shaloyarog, as long as you don't kill them. As long as they don't kill them. Right. You know how to kill them. Chizkiya Omer. What? Yeah, it's my mistake. You roll it like that. Roll some ball. Rabbi Yossi Rabban. Chizkiya Omer. Somebody who kills a louse b'shabbos kari gomitz, if you kill a camel, in other words, it's a full-fledged creature. Shmuel mekatele biyodei, mekatele yodei v'raglo. Shmuel cut off the hands and feet of the lice. I didn't know the lice had hands and feet.
What? They have six legs.
Really? Is that what distinguishes an insect?
Yes.
I don't know. What?
A mouse is an insect, right?
Yes. Okay, so we will cut off the arms and legs. If you have a coin maker, then you give it to a kid to finish it off. Minika literally means a nursing kid, but it means a kid. Because the reason is because on Shabbos you want to kill a Bria outright, so you therefore gave it to a kid to kill it.
Is that Tzarech?
What, to kill it?
No, to do
off. Oh, yeah, it is, but it's a Tzarech. Otherwise people are going to get lice. Okay? Says Rabbi Yosef Rabun Yoav Lele Goat Sluchisa. Rabbi Yisrael Boom will put him inside a plate. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta, so Rabbi Shimon ben Chalavta said, "V'lo michilozen shamanu." Excuse me. You're not allowed. How do we know you're not allowed to kill them? That's what's going back on. Because you're not allowed to kill the chilozen. The conch from which they get the tchelos, right? Chilazon yeshul gidim v'atzmaotzamos. Does the chilazon have sinews and bones? Of course not, right? Eino chay yetsim mishish chodoshim. Did I skip? Yeah. Below Kentani, they will kill the chilazon. Why is that? The musk, whatever it is, we'll see in a moment what it is. Whatever it is, can extend to fleas as to lice as well, right? Lice would be the same thing. Just like chilazon has no, it has an exoskeleton, but it doesn't have an internal skeleton, right? So unless it survives, so too lice might survive. And therefore, you have a problem with.
Why would anyone want to kill the chilazon?
With killing on Shabbos, right?
You're talking about killing the chilazon.
For tchelos, right?
So you're not trying to get the chilazon out on Shabbos.
True. No, you are.
Jobs.
Yeah, because it deteriorates after you kill the animal. You can't wait afterwards.
So you can wait until Moshe Shabbos?
No, you can't wait that long. No, it will get ruined if you waited that long. No. Not unless you're not allowed to kill it. Okay, so here too, also we should say the same thing, right? They're not allowed to kill the lice on Shabbos as well. Yeah, but that's superficial. I'm not superficial. That's extrinsic, right? We're not going to look at that. We'll look at what they're actually doing. Am I making myself clear?
Yeah.
I want to take back what I just said because I understand wrong. It doesn't matter why you want to kill. Your motivations are not the issue. The Melacha D'oraisa is Netilas Neshama. So therefore, killing a chilazo, which is done for a mitzvah, is the same like killing the louse, which is not for the purpose of a mitzvah. There's no qualitative difference between the two. Right. Both are also, both are mutzah, depending on the situation, right? Either or. If you're going to be mati one, you have to be mati the other. If you're going to ask the one, you have to ask the other. And now they want to say, if chilazon is also, so therefore this should be also as well. Okay? So says the Gemara, and it must be that even though a louse has no backbone, and doesn't have bones in general or sinews, the leskin must be able to survive, just like this creature can survive over here. Okay? So, and since it can survive, so therefore, there's an issue to kill it. Now, the Nosek Kalim here, the Meforshim say that Yushami holds that Brios morph after a certain amount of time, and that's why even if it doesn't exist in its prior form, it will exist in some new form. Okay? Anyone know what morph means?
No.
The change form. The change form. So even if the 6 month rules applied, after 6 months they don't necessarily die. Old insects never die. They just turn into different kinds of insects. So therefore, since that's the case, so therefore you're going to, it's possible you're going to be high for Joseph Shoma, both on a chilazon and on the slouch. Okay, where do we see that? So it says, the Gemara, the Mar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Bum, Hashem, Rabbi Zvi, Achaz Hashem, Hashem, once every 7 years, the Kosh Baruch Hu, Machli, Fesolomo. Hashem changes his world around. And old insects become new insects. For example, Kamkama, Misabi, Du, Choref, Pada, Chad, Efer, Misabi, Tsar, Mumisa Duration Misabid Akrab. Okay, that one we know, that's a scorpion, right? All the other ones are types of of insects, whatever the case may be. Right. They felt it was a whole slew of them. Shizarta Shizarta Danina. I skipped, sorry. Damnaya becomes a Shim Shmami. Tolata the Susio Misab the Ira. Ira becomes a Iru. Uditorso the Bare. You have a. You have the worm, which is, goes on an ox, right? It's not talking about the ox itself, it's talking about the worm on the ox. So we said the worm of the horse, you have the worm of the ox, so it becomes the dabri, whatever dabri is. So vua zohar, a male hyena becomes, nasenike, becomes a female hyena after 7 years. Shizarta Danina Achman Zuh, sorry, the mouse in the mountain Misabi Chajir Bar becomes a wild boar. Shizarta Danina, whatever it is, Misabi Nabar becomes a another kind of caterpillar. So in any event, Udvar Nasha, a person's spine, his backbone, after 7 years, Ad Hachizra
becomes a
turns white or something. Or snake? No,
is this a living
snake
or something?
No, it's a living person. Barnosha, yeah, I skipped. Barnosha Chive.
What is a Chive? Snake?
Yeah, right. His spine becomes a snake. That's what the Babli says as well. A person doesn't bow down 7 years by Moedim, so his spine becomes like a snake.
Oh,
yeah. Amosite, here it is also. When is that Bismanche de Korea Koko Moso? He doesn't bow down the full length out of Chizra until the backbone by Modi. Tani Rabbi Chia. Oh, so period. That's the end of that. Nusugya. Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia learned. Achal, once you finished eating, mistakel hu b'mashe b'kos b'mashe b'kori, you're allowed to look at that which is in your plate and allow your cup, even by the light of the candle, v'enichoy, she's not afraid you're going to magnify the candle. Isa b'ayim ma'am, and then some people want to explain this v'nei shulusha, because it's short work to look at your plate or your glass to see if there are any worms there, which is what you're looking for. Isa b'ayim ma'am, as some said, no, the reason why you're allowed to look is not because it's short, because of cleanliness, hygiene, and because of danger if hygiene is not kept. What's the two reasons, whether a short time or because of sakana? If you're checking romaine lettuce. Madam Arushoy says it's a temporary author. It's a long, long work. Madam Arvinana Kiz in the Asakora. But he says because of cleanliness, so then mutter. You're allowed to, look at the question by all is by doing by candlelight. So, if you know that the things that do a candlelight are things that take a short amount of time, so then romaine lettuce takes a long amount of time. You can't do it.
I'm not sure if this one is short time. If it's because of Nikias, which is a lower level.
Nikias is the other side. No, Nikias is a higher level. Yes. We're going to get that on the base. So all these kids are allowed to look, even by the light of a candle, because either it's a short amount of time or because of the keys in Sakura. So again, if it's romaine lettuce, it's not a short amount of time, but there could be Sakura, it could be the keys, right? But the other, everything else, there's a long amount of time, so the parameters are different. Short amount of time, so the parameters are different. Anyway, the parameters have to do with time, according to one opinion. Time makes it takes to do it, and danger. Rabbi Yemesel Gabi Rabsi. Rabsi is Ravasi. He went to Rabsi's house, mostly like Kaso. Ravasi poured him a cup, showed him his tab, and he was looking at it by the light of a candle on Shabbos. Amrei b'nei beisei. So,
the wine comes through.
Yeah, his wife told him. His wife told Ravasi, Chami, ma'u avit. Look what he's doing. He's looking, carefully analyzing the wine by the light of a candle. It was a connoisseur, whatever the case may be. How you might do that? I let him get away with it. On my law, so he said to her, that's his Rebbe Shita, when he's allowed to do things like that because of Nikius in front of a candle, so therefore I'm allowed to do it as well. Okay. Legal or in there, a person should not read by the light of a candle. Shmuel Amar Lo Shonu El Echod. So if you have one person who's holding on to that Shita, Hashnaim, but two people, since they can protest if the other one does something wrong, so it's okay. In other words, if you read by candlelight in the presence of two people, it's okay, because one will remind the other not to turn a candle or adjust it, right? Right? Masisa pli lovi. There's a Bryce which argues on this. What does the Bryce say? Echad aner shuyochol atos. So when it's a candle which you can adjust, or even echad aner sheino yochol atos. Even a candle which you can adjust now to rebite light. So certainly two people, it's not going to be a candle you can't adjust. You can adjust it, right? So if a candle you can't adjust, now I'll have to read in Laura on there because the Takana Durabona, right? So certainly a candle which you can hypothetically adjust, just that there are two people there preventing you from doing that, you can read, cannot read the Laura on there. Okay. Says more Ula Bar Shmuel. Ula Bar Shmuel B'Shem Rav said, Afilu Kama. Even if there are many people there, you can't read by the light of the candle because maybe one of them is going to incline the candle's direction. Even the candle is way above your head. Even if it's another house. Even if it's in a lantern, which you can't get out. It's locked in a lantern. Still can't use any of these things. Shabbos. Why is that? Because there are some cases where you are going to adjust the wick. There goes are all other cases as a result.
So that effectively prohibited you from reading on Friday night.
You bet. Tani, except our electric lights are different, but yes. Tani, we learned also our paraffin candles were different. Also, this, they didn't have paraffin, they had animal fat. That's a different type of candle.
So, Taka, why not electric lights? Why not if you have a lamp?
Some wasps or a dimmer switch. Yeah, but we say it wasn't including the original Xera, that's why. It's a cop out answer. Says the one, Al Daiter, a few of our, we just said. Tani, we learned Shabbat Ishkaviata, maybe if we can do our toya. Incline the candle. I'm Rabbi Shorish, I need a Kravalate. I'm a great person, I'm going to read it, I'm not going to incline the candle. But Shachach, he forgot. For a Karvatos, and he almost inclined the candle in his direction. Varma, then he caught himself and said, Gedoylamim Dibra Chachomim. Great are the words of the Chachomim. Shromul is said, Shem Yishrafi, that may a person forget and incline the candles. Rabbi Nelsamar, he toys a mamish. He literally did incline the candles. The Kasa, because he wrote on his notebook. Varma, he said the following, Yishmoel ben Elisha. He thought on every Shabbos, I adjust the candle on Shabbos. When the house, the base of it is rebuilt, Yechayev Chatos. He has to bring Chatos, but then he's bringing Chatos, because now he transgressed the affair of being mat on Shabbos. Talmud, we learned over there. Similar idea. Can't trust anybody else for you, can't trust yourself as well. Don't believe yourself until the day of your death. In other words, you can always succumb to Yetzirah. Ma'aseh b'chasid echos, the ma'aseh learned in the pious individual. So Yeshiva Yishan, he was sitting and learning, al tamin ba'aseh b'chad yoimos z'iknus secho. He had a different gear, so he said the proper gear says, don't believe in self until you're old. But going on, he went, I'm already over the hill. So since I'm over the hill, I don't have any tivus anymore. So I don't have to worry about myself. Aseh urucha. So a certain shade came in the form of a human woman, Vinasisa, and seduced her. Shari Toybe, he started being astounded at himself that he gave in and he was very upset. Amma, she said, Lo Titzuk, the spirit said, don't worry. Ruachana, your religious relation with me is meaningless because I'm just a spirit. However, from now on, don't be so haughty. If they said, Al Tamim Batzuchad Yoy Moitzcha, don't believe yourself until you kick the bucket. Until you kick the bucket, it's not until you get old. Va'azo go, the Stein Chaver can change your opinion to be in line with your friends. It's out time and about to put you on most. Do not believe yourself until the day of your death. Okay. A Bamasum would tell the truth, they're not allowed to be mata. Every time it says BMS, means Alokh Lamosh Misinai. But that cannot be. Rishonim in the back of the Gemara will speak about this, say it's a typo in the Yerushalmi. Because the whole concept here is the Rabbana, it's not the Raisa, right? Shema Yata Lora Ner, it's no the Raisa involved. So therefore, must be Halacha here. Some of them even had the Girsa without Lamosha. Bisinai. So it's how to give halacha. Which is
either what you just said, or the other solution is that term halacha.
Right. It just means well, that's what right. There are many Rishonim who say that. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim just means hoary antiquity. Doesn't mean that it's literally from the time of Moshe Mitzrayim. But that is in the Torah and Shurishayim in the back of the Gemara. That is back here. Okay, which means from Mitzrayim on the Bible, you said it. Says the Gemara.
Because even in the Bible, it doesn't use the word Moshe Mitzrayim, it uses like halacha.
Yeah, but it's, generally, this would still be an exception to the rule, because generally, that whatever term it is about is used to denote marriage. It's used to note something which comes in Moshe Mitzrayim. Okay. I think even the Rambam used the term halacha. And they quibble about the usage of the terminology halacha and the Rambam. I think so. He brings down, I forget who it is. It's late to forget it. Says, Mike Tani, we learned Roshin Gamil Emirati Narkos Misak. Oh, Mal Masakin, it says our mission light allowed to look lightly over Friday night. Mal Masakin, what are you allowed to look over and rectify? Roshe Prokim. Mal Masakin, Roshe Prokim, it says allowed to look at the beginning of the chapters. What are you doing? So what is that? Paskin. You're looking at it to see where the aliyahs start and end. You're not actually reading. Looking to see the first three viewers, not actually something to Tana Rashingam Leomer, Hatinoikos Maskinlam Rosh Piskan Loraner. By children you can do with them or show them where it goes and have them read by light of the candle. Mike could do it. If you can't read, why can the kids read? So Gemara gives a kavaldig answer. Says the Gemara. Listen to this. No, listen to this. Elin boy, no. Elin boy diati butzino. I don't remember Bobby saying this. The kids want the candles to go out. Because what happens when the candles go out? No more lessons. You think they're going to be mata than air? What does that mean? You're adjusting the wick? No, they don't want the wick adjusted. How am I the things should go out, right? That they shouldn't be able to see, right? So if Elaine Low Boy the Ati Butsina, it's the Rebbe's who want the candle to continue to burn brightly. So if the Rebbe's can't read, but the students can read. Okay? Kayetzibo. Similarly it said a Zov can't eat with a Zova. Tanya Rashim Loza says, Ray come see at Echon Porta Tara, to what extent they kept Tuman Tara in Eretz Yisrael. Shnema, how do we know Porta means that it became widespread? Shneemite says, Kimata Shayhol Cholofanai, Lovin said Yaakov, the little yet before you came to me, V'ifrots L'rov, it became very great. Yaakov said to Lovin, little you had before I came to you, now it became very great. And it says, U'peisavotzeim portu L'rov. It says that the house of the father expanded a great deal. It's a post in Divrei Yomim. So why do we know? I don't know from Mishnah. Shlo gazu loma shlo yochal Torah metomei. It doesn't say in our Mishnah that a Torah man shouldn't eat with a Torah tomei man or the tomei woman. Das vashteitzach. They kept Tum and Tara to such a great and holy degree that nobody who was ever taught would ever entertain the notion of eating with Tomei Tomei. Chas v'sholom, such a thing. Elohamu, that's what they had to say. You're both Tomei. Lo yocha azavi mazava. Don't eat with your wife who's Tomei because you might come to do the Nida, to transgress the Israel of Nida. Now, says the Gemara on a tangent, Hazavi Mitzaraz Mutter, it sounds from Mishnah that a Zova the Mitzaraz is okay. It's only a Zova the Zova. Why is that? So, V'yosha Michutz La'alo V'lo Michutz La'alo. It says that he has to sit outside his tent, but not her. That means you're allowed to have relations with your wife, even if she has Tzaraz. Okay, she's not... You're not allowed to have your relationship with your wife if she's a Nida or a Zava. But if she's a Mitzorah, you're allowed to eat with her at the same table. Mitzorah, see, Mitzorah, Zava, or if he's a leper and she's not, she's a Nida, it's Osir. Mitzorah, Mitzorah, it's Osir. If he's a leper and she's a leper, it's also Osir. Because Michutz Lo'alo means it's Osir for him to have relations. But it's not also for his wife to have a relationship if she's a Mitzoras.
So the women alive,
didn't have to go Chutz L'Machlah? Only men. Yeah. Okay, it's late. We'll stop here. Mirza Shem Monday will be awake. He'll sleep over the weekend.